It's the end of the world and we know it, but I feel fine. Welcome to FlameFlash.net podcast, episode 84. And it is 12/21/12. Hi, Mayans. How you doing? Oh, that's right. You're not around anymore. Anyway, after rubbing salt in that extremely old wound, we'll go right to the Raptor Report. It's very late. For some reason, I'm still awake and coherent, so we're going to take advantage of that. Because while the world most likely isn't ending, it certainly got crazy this week. Right after posting the podcast, too, of course. Or right before, but after recording. First up, You Don't Know Jack. The game lives on nice and healthy and well in my household. And we're still enjoying it. We still go back to enjoy it. 4 rounds, an hour. It goes well. Super Street Fighter 4. Awesome. PlayStation Plus. Come on, guys. Go get PlayStation Plus. In this particular instance, it's Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition. So you get both the original and the arcade add-on downloadable PlayStation Plus. It's a huge download, so do make sure to clear some space and be ready to actually delete some things, or go get a bigger hard drive. We will probably go get a bigger hard drive at some point, but for now, I cleared space. I'm not going to be playing Infamous 2 until I play Infamous 1, after all. You know? Things like that. Loved it, though. Played about an hour. Beat it once. Got a trophy. Haven't ventured online yet. Don't know if I will. Ooh. The coherency is going to start dropping soon, I wager. Excuse me for the yawn. We'll move on. It's Street Fighter. I mean, there's not much more to say. It's the classic Street Fighter. It still feels good. And if you don't have an arcade stick, the PlayStation 3 controller is definitely the way to go. Feels a heck of a lot more natural than an Xbox controller, that's for sure. Magic the Gathering. Played some Magic, some casual Magic on Tuesday. Loved it. It was good to be back doing that. Hadn't had an opportunity for a little while, things coming up. Concussions, you know, sledding, snow. Bad mix of things. But concussion wasn't me. It was my daughter. She's fine now. No worries. But Magic the Gathering. Played some good 1v1v1. It's always interesting. I started playing Every Man for Himself. That's how I learned to play. So I think my head is still just perpetually stuck in Every Man for Himself. Because when I try to play something one-on-one in Friday Night Magic, I inevitably lose. Inevitably. When it's super casual play, I sometimes win. Now, it is super casual play, so these fellows that I'm playing against probably aren't bringing their A-game decks either, but I still have an opportunity that just doesn't present itself during 1v1 Friday Night Magic kind of stuff. Dungeon Defenders crops up really high on the list. Blame the sun for that. But I did play it this last week. They added a new game mode, some kind of monster onslaught. So you set up defenses as normal. You have three crystals, for lack of a better word, to defend. And then you have a home base where you can buy monsters with mana. Now, if you don't buy monsters, you're just going to be pumping out a steady stream of a couple of the weaker monsters no matter what. You can augment that stream with your mana purchases. So, you start off nice and slow, just spitting out a few goblins. Your opponent does likewise. You set up your defenses, and you see who can overwhelm who the fastest. The EV character, you know, the one that sets up the laser traps, which is kind of my preferred character, super disadvantage in this one. The mage, the knight, probably the monk, if I knew how to resize his bubbles. Huge advantage. Why? Because you can buy the flying creatures. Well, normally, in a multiplayer game, as my EV, I'm setting up the walls, the traps that are killing things as they come. Unless they're a flyer. Then I'm usually standing back by the crystal, shooting, taking them out myself. Well, in a game like this, where you have three crystals to defend, all by your lonesome, except for what traps you can set up, if your opponent sends in a nice big swarm of flyers, game over. You're done. You don't even have an easy way to track them. So long, crystals. Thanks for all the fish. But with that one caveat, which is a weakness of my preferred character, good new mode. World of Warcraft, welcome to Wintervale. I didn't make my goal of hitting 90 by Wintervale, but I should hit 90 during Wintervale. So, that works. I can live with that. So far, presents from my five level 85 plus characters aren't that impressive. Oh well. Just toys so far. I do get justice points out of it. I do get experience. I do get guild experience. So it's not all a loss. Something interesting that I've noticed is I've begun branching out with my guilds. So I have my main in my main guild. It's a level 25 guild. We have quite a few achievements. It's not a super active guild anymore. I don't know where everybody went, but I'm an assistant GM, and it's cool. It works. Then I have other characters spread out. My assistant GM, by the way, has a note saying, hey, contact me by battle tag. So, I am available if they need me. Nobody's contacted me that way, but oh well. But I ungilded almost all my other characters. I gilded to the family guild all of my paired characters. So, the shaman I play with the son, the paladin I play with the daughter, the mage I play with my wife. And I'll probably unguild the lower level characters to let them kind of explore on their own, see what's going on, perhaps join other guilds. But while they're ungilded, it's really funny because I have joined guilds, and folks, take this to heart. I have joined guilds where they cold call me. Now, in marketing lingo, cold calling is when you have absolutely no introduction to a person, but you politely say hello. You greet. You introduce yourself. Would you like to learn more about us? And you don't use add-ons. The most annoying thing is when you get a bzzz. You've been invited to Guild X. Blank. And Guild X individual is contacting you via Whisper at the exact same time. So, with a wall of text, clearly you are not respected enough and they don't care enough to go out and do recruitment without an add-on. I'll just throw my arms up in the air. No. No. I'm not doing it. I'm not joining a guild like that. Tonight, as I was flying off on my Death Knight to go kill the Grinch, I got hit by two add-on spiked guild invites from the same guild in 30 seconds. I said decline, closed the whisper window. And then boink, whisper window. So this guy at least used an add-on that he was allowed to set a delay on when he sends his whisper. Set the delay higher, and set it as to go first. I mean, the couple of cold calls that I've joined may have been robotic messages, but they didn't feel generic. They didn't feel like the default robotic message of whatever add-on they were using. And they didn't have the audacity to just go and invite me without, hey, hi, would you like to know more? Would you like to talk with us? Maybe run a something or other? Scenario, instance, Grinch, something. There it went. So I have my lowest level monk and my warlock now off in other guilds. Very weird. That's it for the Raptor Report this week. I'm really curious to see what happens with Christmas. If I'm going to be super busy with helping the kids with whatever they've gotten for Christmas, playing with them, or if the Raptor Report's actually going to take off and shoot off because I have 15 hours to go until my Christmas break starts. And then I'll be done working for the year. It's a staycation, and I'm looking forward to it. I'll let the hair down. Oh. Wait. Yeah. But I'll relax. I'll enjoy the kids and the festivities. Red Flare's making cookies. Before hopping from the Raptor Report to the news I've gathered for the show notes, I do want to point out that the look of flameflesh.net changed slightly. WordPress introduced a new style, and I liked it. So, I grabbed it. Splits things up a little bit more, so the middle row now has your con has all of the content, show notes, pictures of the kids, that kind of thing. And then either side has the same content that was grouped off to the right. I like it better. It brings more focus to the eye, right to the content that matters, and then you have your widgets off to the side on either side for looking for other things. I even finally have the podcast and Monk of Mists, and then the Amazon link right at the top. So don't forget to use that Amazon link. The only advertising I have. Just wanted to toss that out there. So, news-wise, there's not much going on in the gaming world. World of Warcraft, well, they are talking about in 5.2 now a rep relief system. They haven't gone into much detail yet. They're still planning stages. No worries. But they did a lot for us in 5.1 with the revered account boost. But we need to go a little farther. And hopefully 5.2 does that. I have alts that I want to level up. And while I absolutely love Pandaria, especially now that I'm out of the Jade Forest, I'm not sure I'm going to be willing to see the Jade Forest 9 more times. And that's going to put a nice little stall on going questing. So having this reputation booster is going to be very, very helpful. Especially for, say, characters that will benefit from having a higher rep, but are nowhere near 85 or 90, like my rogue. Well, he's a jewel crafter. I would absolutely love to eventually be able to make my own tigers, those jewel crafter mounts. Certainly can't do that right now. He's not leveled enough. So the rep reward thing, because I'm definitely going to be going for a Cloud Serpent or three, however many they might be, there might be, is going to somehow figure out a way for us to gain rep while gain more rep and get our alts exalted just that much faster. Star Wars: The Old Republic, MMO, has just announced its new digital expansion. The level caps are being pushed up to 55, so taking a slice out of WoW's recent playbook. It's going to be digital only. There will not be a box set, which makes sense since the move to free to play. And it's called Rise of the Hutt Cartel. Neat. Probably won't be involved in it too much, but. Oh, excuse me. My apologies. There goes the energy that I was worried about. But definitely something to check out. 3DS is getting all the original Mega Man. So if you don't have a compilation yet, you know, there was that release back in the PS2 GameCube era. Here's an opportunity to grab them. I believe they might all be available on the Wii at this point, too. One perhaps isn't. But Mega Man 1 through 6 is coming. In that same vein, Mega Man Cross Street Fighter is available. I've downloaded it, I haven't tried it yet. Oddly enough, it's just a text file README and a .exe. Cool. Let's get cracking. PlayStation 3. PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale. IGN.com is hosting a tournament for it. In the show notes, I'll have a link out to it. Sign-ups for the tournament and participation there is going to be going out on, well, sometime in January. Want to dodge the holidays. The neat thing is, both a Vita and a PS3 can participate. Same pool of players, too. So, that's pretty awesome. Ah, the Wii U. TV hits. So, this is that new feature that is going to let you watch your TV on the TV. And control everything with the Wii U gamepad. We're talking about, say, searching for Bewitched. Well, Hulu goes out and says, "Hey, I have it." Amazon says, I have it. Netflix says, meh. Well, then you get to pick out between Amazon and Hulu and go, you, let's go. Well, final piece before we get into the weird news, the unfortunate news. Entertainment-wise, Ultimate Spider-Man Season 2 is coming January 21st. This is a very good series, 2 days after my wife's birthday. It's a very good series. It had a great season 1, and I look forward to seeing what season 2 and the rest of them have to bring. We'll wait and see. So, how about other news? World news, national news. Over in China, Friday, there was a fellow who, with a knife, went on a stabbing rampage. So he ran around with a knife as a crazy person and hurt kids. Hurt an older lady. Definitely something weird's going on with the world for that, and for the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting to happen. For both of those, it just doesn't make sense. So, I seem to be, well, it's a downer. Certainly, saps the steam right out of you to talk about it. Lost an entire classroom's worth of kids. Blink of an eye. There's lots of finger pointing and name calling and scapegoat wanting, but at the end of the day, it was some total crazy nut job that would have done it regardless, did do it regardless, had to get through these same security measures that other schools use, and did it successfully. As much as you call an event like that a success, he probably fulfilled what he wanted to do. Well, after this, the Westboro Baptist Church, which I have no links for, proclaimed that they would go and picket at the funerals of all of these lost innocents. Anonymous came forth. It's a fractured organization. And has helped spread a viral Let's Block These Jerks campaign. They've done other things. Less admirable. Data hacking and attacking this organization, but at the same time, they kind of deserve it. If their proclamation is that everything is God's will, that there is a reason for everything, which seems to be what it is from what I've heard, so they even got suspended. Nearly 1 million members got suspended. Identifiable information. Well, they tweeted out the exact tweet that got them in trouble. It didn't have any email with personal messages or. Keep losing train of thought. Oh. Didn't. that particular tweet didn't have any of the things that they were suspended for. It was just kind of funny. I mean, yes, they've been doing it, but the tweet that was quoted. Wasn't the right one. It just doesn't make any sense. It seems, though, if you get suspended, you lose all of your followers. So that would be annoying for a average individual. Finally, in the same vein, I knew somebody would do it. I just knew it. Senator Rockefeller, a Democrat from West Virginia, has filed a bill to study to fund a study to fund on video game violence. Well, if he's funding the study, it's just so silly. There's an M on those boxes for a reason, fellow parents. Don't buy M-rated stuff for your kids. Screen it first. Try it first. Then make up your mind. If you're not comfortable with playing video games, one, I don't know why you're here with me because, well, that crew might not be comfortable with, say, podcast listening overly much. Just won't prove anything. Doesn't make any sense. On the posting, I have a graph all ready to go, a video game violence correlation scatter graph. Just, hey, does any of this have merit? Well, video game spending per capita. So, per dollar an individual creates, they're bringing home. X number of gun violent incidents. Well, let's see here. Wait a minute. The US is the only one way up high. The Netherlands love spending money on video games, it seems. They're way off to the right. So he can be dismissed. The lawyer, that is. But I'll have that in not the show notes, but the big preview screen. Just so silly. Now, along the same lines, off in Arkansas, with people getting overly paranoid, police officers are going to be, it's, Paragould. It's the town. Police officers are going to be going around asking for your ID. Because you're simply just just about out and about. Supposedly, it's due to the public safety, public good of tracking down the real offenders, but it just stinks. It violates the freedom of assembly pretty heavily, pretty nastily. Hey, I just made up my word of the day. Anyway, so we have that. We have a horrible tragedy, couple of them. We can celebrate a hero, though. An off-duty police officer shot and injured a would-be mass shooter. So, thanks to quick thinking and a willingness to be off the clock for something like that, not that I would think most would be. At least that was avoided. Starting to definitely lose steam. Sorry about that, folks. Well, show note wise, social media and teens. Get them off. Take their camera phones. The simplest phone you can find, the better. The article I'm linking to on this one is regarding a young girl who definitely went to a party that got out of hand and implicated some football players in doing very incorrect things. But others were just moronically watching it go by. I don't understand it. But everybody's been caught and properly accused thanks to smartphones and the social networking sites in general. They probably shouldn't even have those social networking sites, honestly, but you take your battles where you can. In technology, Instagram decided they own your pictures. And then they, oh no, you didn't. That was horrible. Sorry. Huge user backlash. Absolutely huge. I've never used Instagram, so good on you guys for mass leaving, because well, Riffler's reaction sometimes makes them sound. I think my mind went off toward pizza delivery and I was still talking about Instagram. Odd. But Instagram doesn't own your pictures, can't use them for advertising purposes yet. We'll probably try it again. They'll probably try it again. Personally, leave. If this social networking individual here doesn't need it, what in the world is so amazing about it? I'd love to hear back of why. Finally, to kind of end on a high note, there is a spider out there that builds decoy spiders. Now, wouldn't that be a heck of an ability for a young Peter Parker? So, the spider's sculpting copies of itself, bigger copies of itself, to scare off predators, distract its prey, and really creep people out. But there you have it. This was episode 84. Definitely starting to lose steam. And I'll let everyone alone with the paraphrase thoughts of Ben Franklin that those who are willing to give up their liberty for a small amount of safety will desire neither. With that, and with that oddly long pause yet again, sorry, I'm going to let you go. FlameFlash.net, episode 84. Let's keep all those families in our thoughts. Can't even imagine.